The Prime Minister's unannounced visit to Ramadi comes as U.S. forces continue to arrive in Al Anbar province as part of the expanding troop surge. Mr. Maliki met with tribal leaders and Al Anbar's governor, saying the central government is working to solve the violent province's many problems. The Prime Minister said Iraqi officials are focusing on improving security, government services, and the economy in Al Anbar. He also said local officials told him there is a desperate need for many basic things, such as food rations. U.S. officials say Al Anbar, a vast province that stretches west of Baghdad to the Syrian and Saudi Arabian borders, is a key city in the country's Sunni insurgency and a stronghold for al-Qaeda in Iraq. Several thousand of the more than 25,000 additional American forces being sent to Iraq are headed to Al Anbar, which has been the deadliest province for U.S. forces in Iraq. The U.S. military has fought a long-running Sunni insurgency in the area, despite massive military operations over the years in cities such as Fallujah and Ramadi. Marine Captain Paul Duncan, who is based in Ramadi, says part of the problem in securing the area before was the military's tactics.
For the longest time, al-Qaeda was sending their fighting forces to Ramadi, sort of toward their version of a boot camp for terrorism. And then the old-school mentality of go in, clear the area, and then leave it just absolutely didn't work. You need that sustained presence.
In recent months, with more coalition forces conducting daily operations throughout the city, Captain Duncan says Sunni tribes that had long fought U.S. forces in Al Anbar are turning against local al-Qaeda groups.
When we first came in about a year ago, there were six tribes that were working with us. Approximately 12 to 15 that were actively working against us, and about 3 to 4 that were on the fence. Now we have about 16 tribes that are actively working for us, and about 3 that are on the fence, and about 6, I'd say about 4 to 6 that have been working against us. But as soon as we are able to provide security in their areas, we believe that they're going to flip as well.
Iraqi and U.S. officials credit part of their successes in Al Anbar province to Sheikh Abdul Sattar Abu Risha, a Sunni tribal leader who has been instrumental in persuading tribes to turn against al-Qaeda forces in the region. Since tribal leaders decided to work with Iraqi and U.S. forces, military and police recruitment rates have increased, and more police stations have sprung up in Ramadi. But as more Iraqi and U.S. forces enter Baghdad to try to stabilize the capital, American officials have predicted that insurgents leaving the city could try to destabilize regions further away. Diyala province, northeast of Baghdad, has seen a spike in violence in recent months and worsening sectarian fighting between Sunni and Shiite militias. On Tuesday, 700 more U.S. troops arrived in Diyala to try to crack down on the fighting. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Baghdad.